Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and I hope entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Wednesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A Minnesota soldier was among 6 service members killed over the weekend in the war with Iran. An increasing number of Minnesota teenagers are falling victim to sextortion, and it's shaping up to be a busy weekend for restaurants and bars in St. Paul. But first, Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer wasting no time going after Governor Tim Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison at today's House Oversight Committee hearing about alleged misuse of federal funds intended for social services and Medicaid programs in Minnesota.
We are left with 2 questions. 1, what did Governor Walz and Keith Ellison know about the fraud? And 2, when did they actually know it? I would suggest that if they do not give direct and truthful answers to both these questions at this hearing, then they both need to be put under oath in a deposition.
Emmer alleged that Ellison obstructed fraud investigations in exchange for campaign dollars. We're learning more about a Minnesota soldier killed over the weekend in the ongoing war with Iran.
Sergeant First Class Nicola Moore of White Bear Lake was among 6 service members killed over the weekend when an Iranian drone strike hit a tactical operations center in Kuwait. Moore was assigned to the 103rd Sustainment Command out of Des Moines, Iowa, and deployed to Kuwait in 2019. Admiral Brad Cooper leads Operation Epic Fury.
First, I'd like to express my deepest condolences to the families and teammates of the extraordinary Americans who've been killed in action. And I'd also like to extend our prayers for a speedy recovery to the wounded.
Amore, who is 39, leaves behind a husband and 2 children. Her husband telling the Associated Press that Amore was just days away from returning home. Questions are being raised about whether the facility Amore was in was properly fortified to keep service members safe. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
One person is dead and several others injured after a crash involving a Ramsey County deputy and a stolen vehicle in St. Paul. Minnesota State Patrol spokesperson Mike Lee says St. Paul police officers spotted a stolen car late Tuesday night near Metro State University off 7th Street East and Maria Avenue in the Dayton's Bluff neighborhood. Then about a mile and a half southwest,
a Ramsey County Sheriff's Squad car was westbound on 12th Street East with its emergency lights and sirens on when it collided with a Toyota RAV4 that was northbound on Robert Street in St. Paul.
The driver was pronounced dead at Regents, and one of their passengers suffered serious injuries. Other passengers suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The deputy was also hospitalized, though their condition is unclear. Police were able to arrest the driver of the stolen vehicle, and the driver had a criminal history. A Minnesota native was one of 3 killed in a mass shooting outside of a bar in Austin, Texas on Sunday. 30-year-old George Pedersen was raised in Glenwood, Minnesota, and had just moved to Texas in mid-February. Pedersen, a mixed martial arts fighter who was prepping for his first fight in May, died on Monday after he was taken off life support. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem testified under oath yesterday that 650 federal agents are still on the ground here in Minnesota. That contradicts a sworn declaration by a local field office leader. Sam Olson, who's director of the local ICE office, said in an affidavit that about 170 enforcement and removal operation agents would remain after February 25th, and that by March, Homeland Security investigations anticipated around 300 of those agents would be in St. Paul, seeming to not account for the other 250 that Noem mentioned. Noem did say that those agents include those investigating fraud cases in the state. An increasing number of Minnesota teenagers are falling victim to what's known as sextortion.
The Minnesota BCA is calling it a pandemic. Someone tricks a young person into taking sexually explicit photos or videos of themselves and then uses that to blackmail them for money. Special Agent Bobby Joe Pasternak spoke about the cruelty involved.
Brutal exchanges, you know, telling them that their life is over, that, you know, you're already dead. You need to send me this money right now, or I am going to share this content with, you know, your family, your high school, your football team.
She told WCCO's Adam Carter nearly 50 teenagers nationwide have died by suicide because of a sextortion case. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minnesota DFL lawmakers are putting out their affordability agenda today, including helping people buy homes. State Representative Esther Abaje says they want to prohibit corporations from buying single-family homes as it creates higher prices for the general public.
Homes are not a commodity for corporations on their spreadsheet. Homes should be where you are able to rest, recharge, and perhaps build some of your own wealth.
Other key proposals include reforms in health care, child care, and utility oversight. The parents of an 11-month-old baby who died at a daycare facility last fall wants lawmakers to pass a bill in his name.
Harvey's death was completely avoidable if cameras were installed.
Harvey was found unresponsive and later died after being taken care of at the Rocking Horse Ranch Daycare in Savage last fall.
Our beautiful baby boy, the happiest, smiliest, laughing little light in every room, was murdered.
Catherine Mucklebust and her husband Hunter shared their story in the hope that the bill will pass, preventing another tragedy. Harvey's Law would require daycares that receive state funding to install cameras in infant and toddler rooms to prevent child abuse. Finally, it's shaping up to be a busy week for restaurants, bars, and other businesses in St. Paul as they prepare for the Minnesota State Boys High School hockey tournament.
It's like Christmas in March. Tim Mahoney, owner of Zamboni's on 7th.
The whole month in March is the economic impact for the area and for the downtown is tremendous. It's probably, you know, out of 12 months, this is one that carries us for 4 or 5 months.
The busiest day of the week, Thursday by far. Patrick Bamer, owner of Patrick McGovern's Pub.
I would say you're going to get roughly 1,500 to 2,000 people in here, which is a lot of people. So, you know, and normally, what are you going to bring in a day? 250 people a day. So it's a big figure.
Which means for everyone. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality Gaze,
let's love.